Is in the know for Friday, January 19th, the 19th day of 2018. There are 346 days left in the year. Good morning, MB, guiding you through In the Know at K105. AM 870 The Moose, live online at K105.com. Hashtag In the Know coming up today. Going to update you on some of the latest news, headlines, get you ready for a big weekend in the NFL. We're going to find out a lot by the end of the weekend. Plus, we have today's water cooler question. It will be your chance to win a pair of Vera Bradley boots from Whoop-De-Doo Design on the square in Litchfield. We've got that and a whole lot more coming up today here on In the Know. To my left, rolling Mach 9 with her hair on fire, is my beautiful wife, the beautiful girl, it's Beach. Good morning, sweetheart.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Yep.
Yeah.
You been a mad mom at any point today yet?
Not today.
85% of moms say they lose their cool once a day or more.
Hmm.
Think that's right?
I'm below average.
I think the older the child, probably the less likely that is to happen on as a frequent basis. I do know it's Friday. People are less likely to get mad on Friday. She is the pride of Pumpkin Center, the heiress to the great mini burger fortune. She's Vera Wang's arch nemesis and the professional bargain hunter's woman of the year. She's Misty Embry Thomas. Hey! How's Misty?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing well. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Is it, you got big weekend plans?
Yes, I do.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
I lost track because last weekend, you weren't here last Friday.
Right.
So a week ago yesterday, you said, I got to go here this weekend, I got to go here this weekend. Mm-hmm. And the next thing we knew, we counted it out, and suddenly it was your birthday.
Yep.
So you've got busy weekends for the next 6 weeks or so, like that?
Well, our Memphis trip got canceled, so I have a weekend off in between.
Oh, look at you.
Listen, my pocketbook's not so mad about that.
What are you going to do with all your free time?
Count the money I've lost.
Okay, sounds good to me. So we were away yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the show was away yesterday. I was more away than the two of you because I had to be in Frankfurt. I had decided I had seen enough. I called a huddle of the General Assembly.
Yep.
Huddled up, gave them some solid advice.
Good, good.
Then I clanked their heads together like coconuts, like on the Three Stooges.
They need it. Okay.
And I did the old thing, the slap thing, where you slap the one of them, you just keep going. It's like,
yep, yep, yep.
Wadahee.
And the budget looks like what today?
I did find the governor's budget in a trash can over in the House chamber. They just took it and said, we're not going to do that. I was in Frankfurt yesterday, but I wasn't dealing with legislators yesterday. I was dealing with potential legislation, but not legislators.
Did you notice the new shiny Capitol?
I did notice the new shiny Capitol. Uh-huh. It looks really good.
It does look really good.
It was amazing, the before and after.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, wow. So still got a little chrome domium work to do,
mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
Yeah, looks good.
Yep, yeah. Does.
Yep, and I saw, did see a neat picture yesterday of Stephen B. Meredith
mm-hmm.
paging, Stephen B. Meredith, who was dressed like Matthew G. Bevin, paging on the Senate floor for Stephen L. Meredith.
Gotcha.
Have you seen that photograph?
I have not.
So Chad Meredith dressed his son, who is Stephen B. Meredith,
mm-hmm.
and
But he dressed him just like Governor Bevin, down to the cut the red tape pin on the left lapel.
That's funny.
So I saw a picture of him yesterday, and then but they were down on the Senate floor, and Steve's grandson was sitting in his chair and behind his placard that said Steve Meredith.
That's cool.
So anyway, that was neat to see yesterday. Here's what's some of the latest headlines. Last night, about 8:20, the Grayson County Sheriff's Office, Clarkson Fire, and PD and EMS were dispatched to the 113 mile marker of the westbound WK on report of a semi-truck versus pickup truck accident. Deputy Fred Norder, Dylan Bond, and Mark Newman arrived on the scene and found a westbound Core-Mark semi driven by 51-year-old Sean Gastrich of Amelia, Ohio, had sideswiped a Chevy Silverado parked in the emergency lane. 28-year-old Bradley Harrison of Clarkson was the driver of the Chevy, and three passengers had pulled onto the westbound emergency lane after seeing a refrigerator on the side of the road. Harrison said he saw the semi-truck approaching and decided to open the door to his truck after the semi passed. Gastrich told police he wasn't sure what happened as the semi-truck with two empty trailers veered off the roadway and sideswiped the Chevy, tearing the rear driver's side tire off the truck and doing significant damage to one side of the Silverado. The truck left the road, traveled about 120 feet down an embankment. If you see the photographs of this, it looks gnarly. Mm. None of the four occupants of the Silverado were injured. Gastrich suffered only a minor leg injury. He was transported by private means to Twin Lakes Regional. The Litchfield Utilities Commission got an update on their water plant project. At last night's meeting, the engineering firm Cantech said told commissioners that the company is ready to submit its plans for the capital project to the Division of Water. Larry Cann said the Division of Water has 45 days to respond, and once the plans are approved, he said his company will be prepared to bid the project. He said he'd like to have a contractor in place by late spring or early summer, with construction beginning before the end of 2018. So, sounds like that may move ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Story out today about Twin Lakes Regional and some of the adjustments they are making. I heard Governor Bevin the other night talk a lot about the opioid problem here in the Commonwealth and issues like heroin and things like that. Here's the number. 175 deaths per day in 2016 due to drug overdose in the United States. 175 per day.
Mm.
In 2016, Grayson County had 12 deaths and 163 emergency department visits to Twin Lakes Regional for drug overdoses.
Wow.
In an effort to combat the ongoing epidemic, Twin Lakes Regional is joining forces with other agencies to support overdose prevention activities and improve opioid safety in our community. They will be implementing an opioid stewardship program, which will involve many strategies to reduce poor health and outcomes related to opioid use. Casper, Kentucky, all scheduled prescription electronic reporting. The system will be utilized by providers to better assess appropriate prescribing of an opioid when needed.
Yes, and Casper has been in place for years.
It
Casper
has been.
Is great.
It connects people together, correct? Different entities?
It does. So if you are a patient, when you get entered into the system, Casper is able to tell the providers what you've had prescribed.
Gotcha. So you don't have to take the patient's word for it.
Right.
You know, and you, I see, if you've had 163 ER visits due to overdose, and you'd have 12 deaths, that says to me that there's a high percentage, there's a very low mortality rate if you can get to an ER after an overdose,
right?
12 is too many, but of 163,
right,
it says to me that if you can just get medical care. So then comes to mind things like Narcan. So we've heard a lot about Narcan over the last few years. We've decided to let first responders start carrying it because the ability to administer it. Now, you'll have some people who will say that people will behave differently if they know that Narcan is readily available. So you get a school of people that will say, well, if the threat of death isn't enough to deter your behavior, then what else can we do? Then you have another school of people that say, Addiction is a sickness, and even death is not enough of a deterrent for you to curb your behavior. And so we started out a long time ago on one side of the issue as a society, in the same way we think we can incarcerate people into behavior modification.
Right.
But now we're somewhere between the two. We're migrating the other way to see if we are going to be able to reach a different outcome. Because the way we've been doing it since Nancy Reagan's Just Say No days hasn't worked.
I think it has probably deterred many of us from getting caught up in something that, because we were educated on it. I don't want to throw the Just Say No out.
It has its merits, without a doubt.
Sure, but I agree with you. We're going to have to change from incarceration to rehabilitation. Drug dealers incarcerate. Drug addicts, we're going to have to deal with that. And I would be interested to know, there's lots of reasons people are addicts. Were you, I know an addict in my life who was exposed to narcotics because of car wrecks in high school. And it woke up a monster in that person that they battled for a long time until they were able to overcome the addiction. I know people who recreationally got high for fun at parties in high school who still battle addiction to this day. And I know people with mental illness who use anything they can get their hands on to try to overcome the mental illness. So I think we have to figure out why it started. And then I don't know that the approach is different, but there's different reasons people start. And I think there's different reasons we have to get to a place of rehabilitation.
From a healthcare standpoint, let me rephrase the statement in a more plain speak way. From Nancy Reagan's Just Say No days until 2005. We thought that drug use made addicts.
Sure.
Since 2005, we've sort of shifted our thinking to think that addicts choose drugs.
Right.
Okay? Because you can be addicted to lots of different things.
Sure.
You know, it could be food, it could be gambling, it could be whatever. Mm-hmm. So my point is, we spent 30 years thinking of it one way, and I think we're at a point now where we have to say, no, I don't think we had it exactly right. We couldn't just... You know how you get a friendly room, like you get a warm, receptive room?
Mm-hmm.
So if you go into, people are like, oh, yeah, I believe what you're saying. You go into schools and you tell kids that don't have, do not have addiction tendencies to just say no. And that's pretty easy for those kids. They're like, oh, okay, drugs are bad. I won't do them. But those whose physiology are prone to addiction, that's not so simple to just say no.
But that's the, and you've heard me say, until parents start educating at home, look at your history. Is your family predisposition? My kids have always been taught you are predisposition, and you're messing with a much dangerous situation here than maybe someone else down the road. So we're going to have to take up the banner at home. You know, there's times that my children have been offered pain medicine for like a fractured fingertip after a wreck, and I've said, no, ibuprofen will be okay. And if she's in too much pain, we'll bring her back. But we're not going to take narcotics at this time. It's too risky. It's too risky.
And for an addict?
For an addict, yeah.
For an addict.
You just don't.
One time, this is where Just Say No is important. Mm-hmm. For an addict, even the first time.
Yep.
Is way too much.
I think what's interesting is how hard society, who's not an addict, is on our addicts. And then I want to look at a lot of those people and say, do you smoke? And most of them do. You can't give up cigarettes, and you're mad at people who can't give up heroin. I get they've made some bad choices, but we're going to have to reapproach it with some compassion and say, we want to see you well. What can we do?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the transition that we're in, and that's why we are hearing a lot about it this week from the governor, you're hearing about it from the president, now you're hearing about it from Twin Lakes Regional, mm-hmm. is that we have to collectively work together in our thought processes, you know, as individuals, as people, right. We kind of have to, you know, help people where mm-hmm. you can instead of just thinking, oh, you need to do better. It's not just so simple as that all the time.
People who've never been addicted don't understand. Most people fail a diet.
Right.
If you can't pass up the Ho-Hos and Cosmo Brownies, how hard do you think it is somebody whose body is fiending and withdrawing to the point they want to die? It hurts so badly.
I sent you a list of the proposed program cuts from Governor Bevin. I don't know if you've seen it yet or not.
I did not get to read them.
Anyway, I found the list of 70 2 days ago. And it was interesting to see, to me, most of them are higher education based. And so it was kind of the governor's way of saying, You know, for the last 90 days, you all have been insisting that you've got to have your pensions exactly the way that they were promised to you, even though the legislature prior to us mismanaged those funds, and now we're in a pickle. But nobody wants to give even a half an inch on doing something different. So as a result, and to make sure that we have enough money to do the things we need to do, there are about half of these programs of the 70 that in some way are tied to education. Now, so that was not lost on me. I don't know that he singled them out and said, nope, nope, nope. But one that got my attention was Kentucky's MesoNet.
Okay.
So the MesoNet is a network of monitoring stations around the Commonwealth, and it's run out of WKU. And so it's a $750,000 project annually for the state of Kentucky. So we use it. So if you go in our newsroom right now, mm-hmm. you'll find the MesoNet is pulled up because it has stations at various places, and it shows things like rainfall, wind speed, barometer, temperature, etc. So we use that. Well, now, it doesn't mean it'll be eliminated, but it's on the list of, you know, depends upon what the legislature may do. But it's not just us that goes on to use it. So obviously they use it to study climate change, mm-hmm. but farmers actually use it as well, so that that's when they know how to not harm nearby environments. So they use the wind speed and the historical data to determine pesticide application and things like that. So it's not just wonder what the temperature is or how much it rained. There's actual data that's being used in multiple industries over this project. So that was one that I found that doesn't have anything to do with education except that it's housed at WKU and how it impacts others outside of that education circle.
Is there another way to collect that data, though, with all of the smart technology?
No, I mean, this is the smart technology.
That is the raw collecting of the data.
On your phone?
Sure.
The data you get that says what the temperature is in Litchfield is, and in our case, it's down by Lawler.
Okay.
So that's where the monitoring point is. Now we have them as well, mm-hmm. but they're not smart connected to a wide network that reports that data.
Hmm.
So anyway, that's one that kind of got my attention. since we were last together, Kentucky State Senator Dan Seaham is pushing for a bill that could help generate money for the budget deficit. He's a Republican who represents Bullitt County and a section of Jefferson County filed a bill on Wednesday that would legalize the use of marijuana for adults in Kentucky. He claims the legislation would create 15,000 new jobs and more than $100 million in revenue. So I ask, is now the time? Is this the time that MedMare comes to Kentucky?
Is this medical marijuana?
Medical marijuana.
Or is this recreational marijuana?
Medical only.
I have said before, I have no problem with medical marijuana. It's no different than the opioids and all the other things that are prescribed and used. If it truly, and I have a friend whose brother, I have watched video footage of his seizures and some things that he battles, watch him immediately come to a place of peace in his body because of medical marijuana. They moved him to another state to be able to have access to it. If you are sick and that helps you, but for recreational use, I will never support anything that forfeits somebody's sobriety for recreational use.
Last week, they had a gathering in Frankfort, some legislators, but also some constituents, and Allison Lundgren Grimes, our Secretary of State, was there. She has nothing to do with the medical marijuana issue, mm-hmm. but as a state leader, she was there. And I saw that in an interview with a man who was confined to a wheelchair mm-hmm. that had lots of chronic pain, and he brought to that meeting a half-gallon Ziploc bag full of medications that he takes mm-hmm. to try and manage his pain. And he says, and so they used him as an example to say, if medical marijuana was available, I could probably throw this bag away.
Right.
Now, whether that's true or not, yeah, I don't know. He and his doctor will have to figure that out. But my guess is, and to your point, if people are leaving the state mm-hmm. because that they're going to go somewhere else, that's another reason that we're losing people from the Commonwealth when we don't need that. We need more people in the mm-hmm. Commonwealth.
You know, I look at it this way. You know, it is a gateway drug. Anything that forfeits your sobriety, but you all have heard me talk about alcohol. I believe alcohol is a gateway drug. Anything that's forfeits your sobriety. But we have a system in place for medicines for people who are dealing with conditions. And if medical marijuana helps treat that, then why would you be against that but for the Oxycontin or oxycodone that people are overdosing on? And that's our biggest crisis right now. is the opioids.
Oh, yeah, but I don't know. I agree. So, I do agree it's a gateway drug, but here's the thing. Here's the difference between recreational use when it's not a managed dosage. When it's a managed dosage, the same way that NyQuil and alcohol could give you the same outcome, it's the quantity that you get that's controlled and dispensed by a pharmacist or and a doctor prescribing it. Mm-hmm. So that's where it goes toward driving some of these nagging, like, back pain issues where before we would use narcotics, now maybe we can do something different in a lower dosage that gives some people some relief without having to go to something chemical in nature and all those things. So anyway, I think now is, if it's going to happen, because the stars have sort of lined up. We got a budget problem. We got a pension problem. You got people who are leaving the state because they can go somewhere else and use medical marijuana. I think if it's ever going to happen, now's the time that it's going to happen. I think even the governor and the secretary of state from two different parties say they're willing to sign off on it. So we got to get to a break. Be back with more here on In the Know from K105 and AM 870 The Moose.
I'll tell you, there's a reason they make time, and never
get it, Sturgill. In the Know is brought to you in part by Whoop-De-Doo Design on the Square in Litchfield, where they are ready for you any gift-giving occasion you may have, whether it's birthdays, anniversaries, thank you gifts, and fresh-cut floral. Don't forget, that's available anytime. And if you're tired of sloshing around in the snow, of course, the thaw is going to happen today, which means we're going to get some snow, and then it's going to be wet and nasty. They do have Vera Bradley boots that look great and also perform well. We'll be giving away a pair of those later on in the show today via our water cooler question from Whoop-De-Doo Design on the Square in Litchfield, where they are celebrating Popcorn Day.
I love popcorn.
Popcorn, like put a little salt, put a little butter on it.
Oh, and I love flavored popcorns, toffee popcorn.
No, you know me.
It's the best.
You all know how I am about that stuff.
You're two of us.
I want popcorn. I want coffee creamer. I don't want French vanilla. I don't.
I like lemon pepper on my popcorn.
I got to try that. No. I'll try it.
It's really good.
Okay.
He doesn't care for it at all.
Uh-uh. It's also tin can day.
Well, popcorn goes in a tin can.
It can go in a tin can. That's right. And it comes in a tin. I'll tell you about as ambitious as I'll get. If the regular popcorn is gone in the tin, you know, the tri-tin where they have the three different kinds.
Got one for Christmas.
I can do a little of the cheese.
Yeah.
That's it.
I can do a lot of it.
I
know, right? So it's kind of stale, but it's cheesy. It's still good.
Yeah. You're really just eating puffed cheese.
I'm not mad about it.
Stale puffed cheese.
This is marking the anniversary of the tin can in 1825. But as I've told you before, the can opener wasn't invented until 1858. So,
seems to be a problem.
Yeah. How did they wait that long, in order to do it? What else to tell you about today? Oh, YouTube. There's this big movement right now for the social media channels, the face chats and the tweeters and the Insta joints and the Snapdragons.
Seriously.
What?
Well, Snapdragons are actually like a form of firework, right?
Well, and flour.
Yeah.
These channels are becoming a little more engaged in deciding that their platforms, in some cases, are doing more harm than good. YouTube has started removing Tide Pod Challenge videos from its site. So YouTube's been better recently about punishing people. Even some of their preferred publishers, the kid that put the picture of the guy, the dead body in Japan, in his channel and video, and then it took him a week to apologize. They took his preferred status away. People are making millions of dollars off of this content. They're like, we're in the wrong business. I'm just not that funny, smart, or good looking, so I couldn't have my own channel like that.
Because you won't have French vanilla creamer and cheese popcorn.
I'll take a French vanilla creamer challenge if it'll make some YouTube money.
Okay.
I'll do it. You just wait and see. Anyway, they've started removing those. Now, I saw a donut shop. Kudos to a donut shop in Kansas. So they took donuts and put white glaze over them and then did the swirl. Okay, so they're selling Tide Pod-looking donuts. And so then they took Tide Pods and said, they said, just to clear this up, yes, on the donut, no, on the Tide Pod.
Oh, my goodness.
Just to be clear.
Right? So I thought that was pretty clever.
Idiots.
And here we are. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm talking about them.
Well, everybody is. I mean, it's terrible.
If you're of the prognosticating sort, also known as the betting sort, there is mania over what Meghan Markle's name will become.
I mean,
so when she joins the British family, or joins the royal family,
right?
They assign her, and she's assigned a name. While plenty of things about her life will change, the most significant may be the name in which she is known by. Now, her name is Rachel Meghan Markle.
Okay.
It appears that it is likely. The odds-on favorite is she will become Rachel Meghan Mountbatten Windsor. Mountbatten hyphen Windsor. Now, the Windsor is the familial name.
Sure.
But, so that'll be her name. But then she'll get a title, which will be like the Duchess of Shrewsbury or something.
Oh, that's good. I've always wanted to be that.
Mm-hmm. Who doesn't? Who wouldn't be the Duke and Duchess of Shrewsbury?
I don't need a Duke. I'll just be the Duchess.
I'm already the Duke of Salisbury because I eat Salisbury steak a lot.
That's true.
I am the Duke of Salisbury. But I think you scrunch when you saw that Mountbatten. That's a familial name somewhere in the line. I believe we should let Phoebe Buffay give her the name.
I think so, too.
Right?
Phalange.
Regina Phalange or Princess Consuela Banana Hammock. I think we should let Phoebe Buffay be responsible for naming all of the royals.
All naming of royals. That would be a fun job. Is that a real job? I want that job when I grow up.
I guess. Speaking of the royals, I read this last week. The lady who makes Queen Elizabeth's brassieres.
You know, I've so seen this. Oh, my gosh.
She lost the royal contract because she revealed in a book she wrote that she made the queen's bras.
Holy smokes.
she's had the contract for like years and years.
Well, I mean, she's 190
like
years
forever.
Old.
Right. The queen's been wearing a bra for a while, right?
Yeah.
But this lady's not near her age, but she's had it for decades. And she wrote a book, and it wasn't really revealing. It didn't dish any secrets other than
no bra size.
They're the ones who made it. And she was like, sorry, you're out.
Well, listen, you have to go back and see what Ellen did with it. It's fantastic. I laughed so hard. Oh, my goodness. It's funny.
Yeah, so are all of her clothes made? So there's no Amazon for the queen.
I assume that. Oh, no, that's not true. And because the queen has something that I want.
Well, she's got a lot of things I want.
But in particular.
Okay.
I want a barber coat. B-A-R-B-O-U-R.
Okay.
They've been made for centuries.
Okay.
And they make them over there along the coast. And it's where you send them back. So they have these that they oil them. They put like this, they treat them so they're resistant from the like elements. And then you wear them out and then you send them back and they treat them again.
Huh.
So James Bond wore one. I mean, there's, right, they're really. And the queen has one.
Expensive. What I'm hearing.
She was used in the feature, in the Sunday morning, CBS Sunday morning feature.
Where does she wear one? I don't know that she's ever exposed to the elements.
When she goes to her country home.
Preserved. Yeah, but she like goes downstairs and gets in the glass chariot.
She's still a human. She goes out and does things.
She's not outside in the elements.
She gardens. Sure, when they go to Windsor Castle or wherever instead of Buckingham Palace, she's just a normal broad.
No. I guarantee you she's in a bubble.
Well, and I can't call her a dame because she's a queen.
That's true.
So I had to call her a broad.
True. Mm-hmm.
All right. So you can buy that online, by the way. You can buy a barber online.
Yeah, have I know. I'm looking it up. Yeah. Yes.
That's, I'm telling you.
And I'm not sure you're getting one.
Well, there are different types of barber coats and jackets.
Right, well,
what a raincoat.
Right.
I mean, these are not terrible.
They're, think of them kind of like barn coats, what we might think of as a barn coat.
Can I see it?
Yeah, these are
they're
not barn coats.
There are lots of different kinds. You can buy that online. By the way, did you also know you can buy the moon online? You can buy an acre of the moon online for $32.
Really?
Yeah, through a New York-based lunar registry.
We're out of real estate in the on the Earth.
That's right. They're going to start selling Mars next. Eight baby wigs. You can buy baby wigs.
That's fun. Oh, that's fun.
Right?
Oh, where were those when my kids were little?
You can buy a drive-through kit. Actually,
a kit.
It's a company called the Brevita Cooperative Association. It includes a physical drive-through unit for you to kickstart your business. So you just order a drive-through kit, and they send it to you, and you set it up, and you've got a drive-through for your business.
There you go.
That's what all those cigarette places use.
Probably.
Right?
Probably.
I mean, that's what you drive through and do, right?
Yeah.
Smokes and donuts.
What else is there, right?
Are there any babies and wigs in there?
Oh, you remember the old Pet Rocks?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Now there's an actual USB Pet Rock where it comes with a USB cable and you plug it in, but it doesn't do anything.
So it's not like the Tamagotchis. Remember the Tamagotchis?
So what's the purpose?
What was the purpose of a Pet Rock?
That's true.
So they're just, I mean, they're kind of clever. They're going, how do we modernize the Pet Rock? Well, we make it smart. We give it a USB port.
But it still does nothing.
It still doesn't do anything. That kind of appeals to my sense of humor for some reason. You can buy a banana guard online.
What?
For all of those of you who wish your banana had a little more protection. The most efficient banana defense mechanism known to man, the banana guard. Over 1 million sold. Look that up, barber girl. You might want to be careful with your search results. It's an actual thing.
You may not want that in your search.
Banana guard. Celebrities. You can actually, it's called a millionaire's concierge. You can rent celebrities for private events. Prices range from $25,000 a day. That's probably like Pee Wee Herman. To $350,000 an hour. That's probably Kanye.
Kanye.
Right? We went from Pee Wee Herman to Kanye on our rate sheet.
All right, so I pulled up Banana Guard, and apparently I'm not a nasty person, so it came up PG.
It's actually a banana guard. It's a banana guard.
Yeah.
If you don't have access to a full blown lunchbox,
right.
You just need to pack your banana for lunch.
Sure.
Then you're better off.
The banana casing.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Ba-da-da-dum-dum. Oh, a guy in Canada decided he was going to make a DeLorean out of snow. And so he did it on the side of a street. And in Canada, on snow days, you're not allowed to park in the street. But he went out and he made an actual, it looks legit.
That's hilarious.
It really does.
So it looks like a car covered in snow. And so the police came along and actually gave it a ticket.
Yes,
you know, they had fun with it. They ticketed the snow car. But then the snow plow came through the next day.
Oh, poof. Man.
I mean, that happens. Sandcastles on the beach, right? And you see those fall down. It's kind of like, eh.
Yeah, well, and everything for me goes back to Friends. So I remember when Joey made the Porsche out of boxes.
Oh, yeah.
And he put the car cover over it.
Yeah. I forgot about that one, yeah. And we were talking about medical marijuana last segment. Here's a cautionary tale. Officials at an Albuquerque charter school say a fifth grader mistook her parents' medical marijuana for candy and passed it out to other students. The Albuquerque School of Excellence handed out the pot edibles last week. They were gummies before teachers noticed them acting strangely. See, that's another thing. You should not make medicine look like candy.
No.
Any kind of medicine.
Never.
Including that one. So, those are things you got to learn from. We got to get you a break. We'll be back with more here on In the Know from K105 and AM 870 The Moose.
So that a child's life.
of a chicken was 13 seconds.
Was it being tossed in the air?
You think, you know, we've all seen chickens fly. The flights are typically very brief. They are usually the as a result of fight or flight, right?
Yeah.
So think about a sustained flight of 13 seconds for a chicken.
That's pretty good.
That's
it
significant.
Is.
13
yeah.
seconds is a long time.
It really is. And if you don't, like, yes, time is different. Right? 13 seconds is long.
Yeah. When you're the one who's flying as a chicken, I bet it felt like 10 minutes.
Right. Yeah. He's like soaring.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, look,
I knew I was an eagle.
I'm flying. That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Gender confusion. No, I guess that'd be species confusion.
Species confusion.
I guess. Species, order, phylum. I don't know. Any of those things. All right. Here's today's water cooler question. We are going to give away a pair of Vera Bradley boots.
Oh, that's
so you can stomp around, slosh around in the snow today. That's right. 270-259-6000 if you can answer today's water cooler question. And the question is this. 6 in 10 men say they kind of like it. 3 in 10 say they fear it. 6 in 10 men say they kind of like it. 3 in 10 men say they fear this. 270-259-6000. 6 in 10 men say they fear this. 3 out of 10. No, 6 in 10 say they kind of like it. 3 out of 10 say they fear it. Could be about anything. Huh. Interesting.
That's not where I was going.
I went there too, but I got out of the ditch. Called the tow truck in my mind.
All right, we'll give Brian the first shot. You ready? Let's see. Go to Brian. Brian, 6 in 10 men say they kind of like this. 3 in 10 say they fear it. What is your guess?
Dancing.
Dancing.
Oh, that is a good guess.
Dancing,
that's
is
right.
Correct.
Okay.
Brian, where do you fall on the dancing?
I don't like it at all.
You don't like it at all.
Don't like it at all.
How many times have you had to do it?
One or two.
Yeah. Probably like, are you married, Brian?
Yeah.
Did you have to dance at your wedding?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it the chicken dance?
Yes,
that's probably where it went bad, Brian.
That's right. Hold on, Brian. Hopefully Mrs. Brian enjoys those Vera Bradley boots.
I hope so.
Well, I hope you enjoy them too, Brian.
I mean, he can enjoy looking at them. I wouldn't recommend he wear them.
I would.
But
I said being a dad to a girl.
Look, there's a board full of women. They're like, darn it, Brian.
Dang it.
Well, I said mom's opinion.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Opinion.
Yeah. Most don't like it. Some fear it.
I figured y'all going to say hair loss.
I didn't even think that.
Yeah, no, they kind of like it.
They kind of like it.
We got to get to a break. We'll come back and finish it up for the morning here on In the Know from K105 and AM 870 The Moose. Point to ponder for today. I am going to dedicate to becoming our points to ponder. Do we have shrimp and grits defeating New England clam chowder? Or are you taking clam chowder, Boston butt, Boston cream pie? Who are you taking?
I'm taking Boston's butt, Boston cream pie.
Yeah, I think I am as well.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I like shrimp and grits, but there seems like more on the other side.
And then you got Booyah at Philly cheesesteak. Does Philly cheesesteak win or does Booyah win?
I'm going to go Philly cheesesteak.
Yep.
All right, well, I guess I'm going to go with Booyah.
So you think the Vikings do not end up hosting the Super Bowl? Because that'd be the first time in history that a team in their home stadium would play in a Super Bowl.
I guess so. I mean, somebody has to be different.
In Super Bowl 52. So you're saying you're going with the Vikings.
Yeah.
And you think Philly cheesesteak. Now, from a menu standpoint, would you rather have the Booyah?
Oh, I thought that's what we were doing. was confused.
Yeah, it's a menu.
No, you don't get to choose. The teams decide.
I know that, but I'm saying I would rather have Boston butt, Boston cream pie, and Philly cheesesteak.
Okay. But you wanted Booyah. Booyah means the Vikings would win.
Yes.
All right. Okay. Just making
sure. We've never had Booyah.
That's right. I've never made it.
Better be good.
By the way, for Will and Grace fans, Alec Baldwin, who played Malcolm Widmark, he will be back.
Ah.
And he had a secret romance with Karen, if you'll remember. Blythe Danner will reprise her role as Marilyn Truman, Will's mom. Also returning to guest star Sarah Rue as Grace's sister Joyce.
Oh, I remember. Yes.
And then Mary McCormick and Robert Klein are also set to make guest appearances in an undisclosed role. Party of Five. Freeform is rebooting the 90s drama Party of Five. Mm. In case you're interested in that.
I never watched that.
Justin Timberlake has a new... He's releasing a video a week, you remember, up to the Super Bowl right before his album goes. Today's video, the song's called Supplies. And it is out wherever videos are watched. And they say wherever books are sold. Yeah. I like to do it a little bit differently. I was thinking the other day about, you know, we grew up in Caneyville.
Yes.
Thinking about the population of Caneyville. Never changes. Because, over history, population of Caneyville never changes. Because every time somebody gets pregnant, somebody leaves town.
Oh, dear. Oh.
Mama, I'm sorry. He's on air.
That's a good one. Now, you can listen, feel free to tell that about whatever town you want.
Sure.
You can tell that about Morgantown. You can tell, you know,
sure.
Just you might want to tell it about your own hometown to have that self-deprecating feel to it.
Try it on for size. See how that fits.
I knew at the movies today, 12 Strong. This is Chris Hemsworth, Michael Shannon. I've seen the trailer for this a couple of times. Here is the, we've seen a lot of movies about post 9/11 movies involving terrorism. The way this one is going to be interesting is this is 12 members of a special forces unit right after 9/11, right? These were the cowboys that went out as the tip of the spear right after. And it's probably going to be an interesting, I think our servicemen and women, they certainly still have that professionalism. They have that motivation to protect our nation. But these guys were mad, right? They were PO'd.
Yes.
And they went out. And so it'd be interesting to see that.
I think they wrote the Toby Keith song and then they took off.
I think they did. But then they had to find a new boot.
Yes.
Yeah.
That one's
It's
stuck.
Because they always saw them and say, "Oh wait, I only got one boot now. Gonna need another one."
Left mine there in the crack.
The Den of Thieves is out today. Forever My Girl, Phantom Thread, and a documentary is out today called The Final Year. It's going to do gangbusters. A chronicle of the Barack Obama administration's foreign policy and the events of Obama's final year in office, featuring John Kerry and Barack Obama. Well, Fandango me. I am buying tickets for that.
Right. Good grief.
On television tonight, where'd it go? Jimmy Fallon has Trevor Noah. J.K. Simmons is on Stephen Colbert. Jessica Chastain is the host of SNL tomorrow night. And just so you know, Jaguars at Patriots is the early game. Vikings at Philadelphia Eagles is the late game on Sunday. Today's highlight in history, this day, 1953, CBS aired the widely watched episode of I Love Lucy, in which Lucy Ricardo, played by Lucille Ball, gave birth to little Ricky.
Mm.
Now, here's what's interesting about this. By coincidence, Lucille gave birth the same day to her son, Desi Arnaz Jr.
Wow.
Huh. That's
so
pretty cool.
Her TV character had a baby the same day as she had a baby. In 1807, Confederate General Robert E. Lee was born in Westmoreland County, Virginia. Am I allowed to say that out loud?
Yes, it's actually your dream.
Okay. In 1861, Georgia became the fifth state to secede from the Union. Am I allowed to say that out loud?
It's history.
Okay, gotcha. In 1998, rockabilly pioneer Carl Perkins died in Jackson, Tennessee at age 65. Now that I'm not allowed to say. Actress Shelley Fabre is 74 today. Dolly Parton is 72.
Wow.
She's still crying because they took the name Dixie off the Stampede. Mm. Paula Deen is 71 today. Talk about a couple of spitfires. You put Dolly Parton and Paula Deen in the same room.
I didn't realize they were that close in age.
Yeah, Desi Arnaz Jr. is 65. Katie Sagal is 64. Sean Wayans is 47. Frank Caliendo is 44. Jody Sweetin is 36 today. Michelle Tanner, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, not Michelle. Stephanie Tanner.
Stephanie. Yeah.
Right, the middle one. And gymnast Sean Johnson is 26 today. See if there are any gone but not forgotten. Oh, yeah. James Watt. The dude that invented the Watt. He invented the steam engine, which then turned into units of power, which we called watts. Edgar Allan Poe in 1809. Cezanne, the painter, in 1839. Jean Stapleton was born in 1923. She was the dingbat. Stifle it, Edith, on All in the Family.
Mm-hmm.
Phil Everly, born in 1939. Robert Palmer in 1949. Number one on the charts this date in 1958. Buddy Holly and the Crickets were number one. And, oh,
my love, all of my kissing. You don't know what you've been missing, oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
When you're with me, oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
The whole world can see that you were meant for me.
What are you laughing at?
Oh, boy, you don't know what you've been missing. I mean, like, it's kind of funny.
All of my love, all of my...
I can already tell chart toppers are going to be rough today.
I just put my helmet on. Grief.
Better buckle up. Let's go to maybe 1976. We'll cooperate. Barry Manilow. Is it going to take forever for him to get to it?
Yes, it is.
Words and the melodies together.
We get it. You write the songs that make the young girls cry.
Is that what that song says?
Yes, but...
It made me cry.
But he finally admitted in the last year it wasn't the young girls he was trying to make cry.
Well, that song made this girl cry. Painstaking. I need an Advil or something.
Yeah. Yeah, there we go. 2012. Zach Brown Band, keep me in mind. You didn't miss a lot in between. You'll live the weekend without it.
If you don't, we're sorry.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It was your time.
I didn't take you to race.
Hey, that's my line.
I know. I think I stole it from you. All right. Anything you need to share with us before we go?
I don't think so.
No? No shouts of joy? Airing of grievances?
I mean, I've got some stuff. Are you ready?
No.
Say that for Monday.
Okay.
EMB's Pearl of Wisdom for today. Some of us learn from the mistakes of others. The rest of us have to be the others. Some of us learn from the mistakes of others. The rest of us have to be the others. EMB's Pearl of Wisdom for today. Look forward to seeing you back here on Monday for another edition of our show. For Misty Thomas, for Beej, I'm MB, and now you're in the know.